The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request. Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as always, we've carefully lined up a couple of fascinating guests for us today. And as you know, as we've kind of marched along throughout the last year, we shared with you an interest I developed, that basically comes out a little bit of behavioral economics, which talks about the fact that what we had was a bear market that erupted initially through a credit market illiquidity and followed by a breakdown in trust in the very business that runs Wall Street itself. And what you have here is, regardless of what your outlook on the market is, what your outlook on the economy is, if you don't trust the market, if you don't trust an individual company, it really doesn't matter what you think a stock is going to do or a company is going to do. You simply won't buy the stock. And that's why all the money is poured in to the money markets. That's why people are frozen, looking in a rear-view mirror, thinking that the double bottom, the recession, the housing market, the job market, nothing's going to work going forward. Well, as you know, and I want you to go back and listen to the tapes of what we said for the last couple of quarters and the last couple of months, folks, but this was absolutely, in my opinion, a textbook bear market. A textbook recession, granted a little bit deeper and more severe, but at the bottom of a cycle, folks, nobody believes in the future. And again, this interestingly isn't the first time Wall Street was one of the least trusted institutions in America. It happens at the end of every bear market, this time a little bit more severe, but folks, if you go back through history, and you go through why the SEC actually got created after 1929, boom period, which led to some real irregular margin, real irregular action in the stock market. If you look at what happened in the 1960s with the great mutual fund scandals, the common opinion was that nobody, of course, nobody ever would invest in a mutual fund again with the breakdown of trust on Wall Street. Well, what you saw is the even small mutual funds right now, some of them, are larger than what the actual mutual fund business, in fact, looked like back in the 1960s. So what you have is you have a cycle, and the way we're going to bring this back is we're going to bring it back slowly through the economy repairing and healing, slowly through housing and new job creation, but also by bringing trust back into business. And I will tell you, folks, there's one thing that exists to help with transparency. There is one thing to help that just didn't exist in the 30s and the 60s, and yes, you guessed it. I personally believe transparency is coming through the Internet. This is clearly a game changer. What we're going to have on in a little while, in fact, we're going to have on an expert on transparency of reporting by companies. John Taylor is going to join us in a little while. At the bottom of the hour, Bill Roth is going to join us. He is a sustainability expert, the book, The Secret Green Sauce, really helping companies not only talk about sustainability but profitably walk the walk over there. And then we're going to also have on later down at the 11:45 hour, bringing on Edward Rollins, the founding partner and wealth advisor over at Artisan Wealth Management, talking about, I think, doing it the long-term way, doing it through compounding your returns over time. Now, what you have, in my opinion, and I'll go through this again, you have a globalized economy, a economy where the Americans, which represent about 5% of the world's population and consume around 25% of the, say, all the goods and food and services, what have you. Well, this is changing, folks. This is changing. It's not a bad thing either. It will be fine if Americans go from 4 meals a day down to 3. I think if you look around the malls, you look around the streets, people can actually drop a little bit of weight in this country. On the other hand, we're seeing other developing nations going from 1 and 2 meals a day to 2 and 3 meals a day. And, folks, this is a wonderful thing. And as the spread of consumerism takes place, the key to, I believe, American foreign policy is simply not to dictate the government, but to simply let capitalism and consumerism to freely flow. And again, remember, we don't care if it's a American Democrat buying a television, whether it's a socialist over in Denmark, or whether it's a communist in China. Folks, it's all about simply allowing the free market to spread, which is happening. Now, as this actually represents, I'll tell you, it's a very interesting day for me. The Magnet Method of Investing, my new book, is selling very beautifully on Amazon, in the major bookstores. If you haven't read it yet, The Magnet Method of Investing is really all about the fact that there is something called the bell curve. It's absolutely real. There are mostly average everything, the average size of a building, the average weight of a human being, the average thickness of a hair. All of these things, when you take statistically relevant numbers and you plot them out, they create this thing called the bell curve. Well, companies do the same thing, and in fact, so do management. There can't be 80% of people better than average driver, right? It doesn't make sense. There can't be 90% of companies which are better than everything else. It doesn't make sense. There's the average. There are the severe underperformers, the weak links, the bad business plans, the bad management, the short buildings. You understand the story. Then there is the right tip of the bell curve, the things we call superlatives. In the stock market, they're called magnet stocks. Now, when the book was ready to get published, we gave them the portfolio on December 1st, although on page 158 in our book, we show the December 1st list and the market April 15th, because that's actually when the book actually went to print. It's fascinating to go back and look a year later at this list. Was recreated. We had no idea what was going to happen in the future. We didn't predict sectors. We didn't predict the market. We didn't predict the economy. We simply said, if you look for those companies that have the magnet characteristics, fastest growing revenues, the margin acceleration. We don't have to go through all of these pieces right now, but the reality is we took the top 40, we put the second level of magnet analysis on there, and you know, as a registered investment advisory group that is actually managing money for a living, the rule is we can't tell you what every stock did, and we can't tell you what everything didn't do, but I will tell you, this is 1 year from the list. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stocks up over 100%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stocks up over 70%. There is, in fact, a loser. Not surprising. We don't walk on water. One stock is down 70% in value from December 1. Now, what we talk about in our book, in our messaging, in managing money, is that there is no holy grail. However, if you use professional portfolio management coupled with superior stock selection, not work with a big ego, what you do is you let your winners run, you sell your losers, and you keep managing a portfolio like you would a sports team. And there's no question that Johnny Unitas, there's no question that Joe Namath, there's no question that John Elway were all fine quarterbacks in their day. You simply wouldn't want them in your huddle this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, there's a pack of new leaders. They don't change every week. They don't change every day. They don't change every month. But they do year to year, and they do certainly decade to decade. And if you could think along this way of managing a garden and not cutting down the flowering bushes, but to cut down the trees that have stopped growing, the trees that have succumbed to whatever it is, a blight, the weather, or simply old age. That's how you manage a portfolio. You don't have to be schizophrenically looking at charts every second of the day. You don't have to be chasing your tail. And even though I go on Fox and CNBC nearly every week, the secret is you don't have to be watching television every day either for the latest economic piece of news. It just really doesn't make that big of a deal. If you're willing to own the best stocks and do it with no ego, most people just simply don't have the time to do that. And I understand that's why we manage money for a living. That's why I wrote the book, The Magnet Method of Investing, folks. If you haven't been to the website, Magnet Investing, lately, go over there. There's a whole bunch of articles and television shows talking about what I've been talking about for the last several quarters, in fact, years. And again, the direct phone number to reach me to look at your portfolio, to rank your stocks back based on the Magnet Method, to have some money managed by me directly, it's 212-417-8088. And I will simply tell you, I believe we are in the second phase now of a new bull market. It's one where panic has subsided. People understand growth is happening. Just as importantly, even though I don't try to stress daily news, today was a great piece, a great interview with Geithner, Secretary of Treasury, about Bank of America repaying their $45 billion TARP money. I could talk about this all day, in fact. What happens in a presidential election, despite me not endorsing our president, all the bad news comes out the first year. By the time re-election comes around, good news is already flowing in the economy, in the business cycle, as they ramp up for yet another election cycle. This is the way it works. Folks, I couldn't be more excited than the market, but more importantly, I think we're going to change the tenor going forward. I think we're going to be introducing new metrics in addition to the Magnet Method of selecting stocks. And to that tune, we're going to go next to John Taylor. We met John recently doing some wonderful work in terms of transparency of corporate earnings and reporting. Looking forward to have John on in just a few minutes, folks. Stick with us. We have a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with John Taylor following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we've shared the topic of trust and transparency in the markets and in financial reporting, financial statements. We looked upon everywhere. We found an expert, John Taylor, the president and founder of Tiarto, has done some fabulous work in this area. We want to bring him on the show. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right, and let me just say, John, the M in Magna stands for management. It's always about the person, where they came from, what put them in the unique ability to do what they do. So if you wouldn't mind, why don't you spend a couple minutes on your own background and then what you founded with the art, to what the name's all about and what you're trying to do.
Okay. Well, you know, my background out of college, I went into the federal government, and I worked as a criminal investigator for the U.S. Secret Service, investigating white-collar crimes, bank fraud, and also doing presidential protection. From there, I went on and I got my MBA, and I did some consulting both in the private and public sector. And then from there, I worked in a software company within finance, overseeing the financial analysis and planning, where I did a lot of forecasting and looking at the financials and helping write like the management discussion and the analysis section of the 10-Ks and Qs and that type of work, and worked on a number of acquisitions as well. And from that, I developed the concept for the company now that I currently run, Tiarto. And basically, what I had found is dealing with a lot of the companies that investment bankers, and also dealing with the companies we're trying to acquire, that there was a lot more to these companies than just the audited financial statements and the company line that I was being given about the company. And it was very difficult for me to get any additional information, or there was really no one out there I felt that was really providing an alternative perspective on a lot of companies. And so what I developed over the last 2 years is this concept where I look at the statements and actions that management is providing out there. I also look at how they present their financials to the investment community. But I'm really analyzing, combining the criminal investigative background with the forensic accounting to try to really understand what it is that they are saying. Are there any indicators within how management is presenting the information or what they're actually saying that could give someone additional insight or maybe a leg up on where the company may be heading? Either there's problems that have not been released yet or other indicators that there may be some issues brewing within the company.
Right, wonderful. And I think what's really important about what, you know, you're saying, just to jump off, is the fact that there may be a statement that, hey, all these guys are crooks, all these guys do it wrong. Clearly the willingness or the thought to say, let's dig deeper, and there's good ones and there's bad ones, and let's separate the wheat from the chaff. Let me ask, I mean, is there any sort of kind of feeling you have, how many guys are actually doing it right, and how many guys you think are don't pass your muster?
You know, and that's a great question. What I would say is that, you know, I'm initially starting with, rather than a lot of the traditional research is very upbeat and always buy-side and very strong sentiment about the companies, and so I'm trying to take at it from a little more of a critical perspective. And to answer your question, I would say that I don't have exact numbers, but it's definitely greater than 50% of the companies that I follow are not providing, are not being very transparent, are not providing the information in a manner that is easy to understand and comprehensive enough to give an investor or, you know, basically the owner in a publicly held company the information they need to fully understand what's going on in a company.
Right, and so I mean that is a surprisingly, in fact, large number for me to hear. I believe that the internet avails them the possibility to do this. I want to ask you, you know, there's an old theory. You read an annual report, and when the guy is always upbeat, the guy's always talking about great things, you have to be skeptical. Could the average individual do what you're doing, or what kind of time goes into evaluating each company?
Right now, on an individual basis, it's a minimum of about 7 hours that I spend looking at one, usually a quarterly segment. So if I'm going to analyze a company for their third quarter, I'll look at the SEC filings, the earnings transcript from the earnings call. I'll look at press releases. But really, you know, you have to, and I'm not an expert on all the accounting of all these companies, but you have to have a pretty good understanding of what they're required to provide and how they're providing it. And you also, you know, my training within understanding how to interview people and people's motivations and what they say, I think is a huge benefit in my analysis, and that's not something that most people have, is that really being And I don't mean critical in a negative way, but being very, you know, analyzing very closely the statements that management is saying. There are a lot of CEOs out there that sound very similar to politicians in how they describe their companies. They gloss over the detail, and they're very upbeat, and they don't answer questions directly. And those are, you know, obviously, you know, areas of concern for me.
Right, and you know, in my book, what you just said, there is some pretty harsh criticism, probably a lot of it deserved. I think what's fascinating is your background, and your background puts you in a very interesting position. I think one of the things to do is to kind of the ability to maybe to look around corners rather than react to news after it happens. And you know, maybe what I'd like to say is, you know, ask you, is there a trend in a company where you see something going more right or going more wrong? Do you see some actions being take place with their transparency before or, you know, one way it breaks positively or negatively?
On the positive front, what I look for, you know, some of the companies, say within their 10-Ks or 10-Qs, they'll provide detail, not just of explaining the movements of the income statement, but I'll get a lot of information, or they'll provide a lot of information on movements within the statement of cash flows or the balance sheet. They will provide detail on things that may not even be, you know, significant or material to the company, but they'll provide an explanation as to why they're doing something. And that is definitely a positive trend. You know, if a company is buying back their shares, I think that it's definitely a very positive thing when they provide a little color as to why they're doing that, what the benefit is, not just giving money back to the shareholders. On the negative side, you're exactly correct. I'm really trying to find things before they're made public. And once they're public, usually, you know, I'm a pretty big believer the market can price that pretty quickly. but I'm looking for, you know, indicators are once you start to see things that could be questionable and management is not addressing them, or they're not giving clear statements, delays in projects, major projects within a company, and management is not either, you know, addressing it, or they are not giving exact information on what the issue is. Those would be things I look for that may indicate down the road that there's going to be a problem that's going to crop up, or they're eventually going to have to release that information.
Right, and let me ask this. There's an interesting debate about how to approach this. Clearly, I think there's one way to look through all the evidence. There's another one to actually talk, let's say, to management themselves. Do you like to engage in conversation or actually avoid them and make an independent judgment?
Right now, I'm on the side of the independent judgment. I clearly think it would be a much different evaluation if they would allow me to get in there and, say, do a one-on-one interview, which actually, you know, there's going to be much more indicators, you know, getting more into the psychology of it. But, you know, then you're looking at nonverbal communication and posture mm-hmm. and a lot of different things that when you interview somebody. But at this point, so I think there could be some value to that. The only concern is that they're very scripted in what they can and can't talk about, so I would be a little hesitant to think there'd be a tremendous amount of value in doing that. But right now, I'm trying to stay independent and looking at it from an outside perspective to just get, you know, a much a further removed but, you know, independent perspective of what they're saying and what they're doing.
Right. Listen, my own opinion, I think you're going to get much more accurate with that kind of approach. You know, John, let me say there's a couple minutes left in the segment. I want to first make sure you get a chance to give out your contact information if you'd like to, if you'd like to share what you're doing or open yourself up to phone calls from some of our listeners, or if you have a website or anything you want to share, but let me throw it out to you.
I do appreciate that. Well, I am on the Internet. I have a website at www.tiarta.com. That's T-I-A-R-T-A. And they can reach me at 703-434-1551 if they have any interest in you know, getting my perspective or analysis on a given company. I definitely can provide insight on the positive side as well as looking at companies that may have issues that haven't come out into the come to the surface yet.
Okay, terrific. And you know, there's a minute or so left. There may be something I forgot to ask you, something that's on your mind. Feel free to take it in any direction you want. And I don't know if I still heard how you named your company.
Oh yeah, Tiarta is. It's not something that I normally publicize, but Tiarta is an acronym that I developed. It stands for the inmates are running the asylum, and that's kind of a dramatic metaphor on the executives of a lot of the companies. I don't think that I want to cast aspersions across all executives, but it's kind of just taking the counter perspective to that they're all you know, completely in charge and doing the right thing. I think that the financial meltdown showed us that there were a lot of executives that didn't understand what was going on in their companies. So it's kind of a play on that, and just that just being a little more analytical and critical of the management teams running these major Fortune 500 companies.
Fantastic. And I think that, you know, I heard an expression yesterday. I'm embarrassed I never heard it before. It's of the auditing group called professional skepticism. And in your career, I think you're probably rich in that trait. I think it helps you a great deal.
Yes, that's very true.
All righty. And, folks, let me just say it's a pleasure, John, having you on. Reach out to John directly at his contact information. That music means we need a quick break here. We're going to be back on the next segment. We're bringing on Bill Roth, the author of The Secret Green Sauce. And stick with us. We'll be right back. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan.
All righty.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I've been talking about sustainability a lot. And we went out and we did some homework. We found Bill Roth, the Green Business Coach for Entrepreneur.com, the founder of Earth 2017, and the author of The Secret Green Sauce, which I'm holding in my hand, a wonderful book. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Jordan, I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you for this opportunity.
All righty. And let me just share with you, Bill, the M in Magnet, again, is an acronym. It stands for management. I always believe it's the person behind the idea. If you wouldn't mind, why don't you spend a couple minutes on yourself, your own background, and what put you in the position to really go ahead and found Earth 2017.
Jordan, thank you. I've been in the area of sustainability back when it was called conservation. Have had the opportunity to do a number of pioneering efforts in this space, including developing what we now call that smart meter, the smart grid, and time-based or real-time pricing for an electric utility that now uses this to satisfy their customers and bill $2 billion annually. I was very involved in pioneering in-grid, non-thermal solar power plants, and also developed the first hydrogen-fueled hydrogen-fueled Prius throughout my career. As the green business coach for Entrepreneur.com, I've had the very unique opportunity to develop a national network of companies that are pioneering how to grow green revenues, and that's a hugely important trend. So much of sustainability is focused on cutting costs and emissions, and that's very important. Well, we're never going to restore our economy and our environment and our jobs until we figure out how we make money going green. And that means growing a business and growing revenues. And these companies are pioneering these best practices, which I've captured in my book, The Secret Green Sauce.
Right. No, and I think I was just about to make that distinction. Someone can stand there and say, don't build this mall, don't build this bridge.
what's really exciting to me is someone who realizes we have a growing population that's consuming more worldwide, and we just can't consume our planet. And so tell me, please, what is exactly Earth 2017?
Well, Jordan, I am a professional economist, and a couple years ago I did an economic analysis to try to figure out what scale of revenue our world might be looking at in terms of its global economy, and went way out on the limb at that time and suggested we could, in fact, have a $1 trillion annual revenue global economy. But this past year, I've been allowed to take a look at some cutting-edge market research by some of the most prestigious names in this space, and it really opened my eyes to the reality that going green is going to be price competitive with not going green. And if you insert that into my economic analysis, you suddenly realize that we could be at a $10 trillion annual global economy, and I projected it to occur around 2017. I was so stunned by such a result that I actually rebranded my entire website and company and renamed it Earth 2017.
That is a great story. And, you know, what people are stuck in, Bill, you know, we have this global recession, and I believe it's just simply part of the business cycle, although a deep one. People don't believe there ever will be growth again. You know, clearly there's a lot of people talking about green as the next new jobs, maybe here in America, maybe globally. I know you addressed this in a chapter, Green Jobs, Green Teams. Maybe you want to touch a little bit about what the size of this potentially looks like.
Jordan, we're going to have to re-engineer our entire economy. It's no longer sustainable. And just one example is our negative balance of trade deficit is almost 66% is imported oil. We just can't continue to borrow money from China to pay for foreign oil. The great news is we have the American technology and the expertise to be able to develop an automobile technology that is fun to drive, will take you anywhere you want to go on your vacation, and won't use foreign oil. That alone is about a $7 trillion financial reengineering of our automobile space. That means American jobs, American factories, American technologies. And that's just one example. Same thing with commercial office buildings. They represent over 20% of our greenhouse gas emissions. They're energy hogs. They need to be retrofitted with more efficient technologies. Their thermal envelope needs to be improved, and all that is, again, American jobs. It's saving money. It's making those properties that are distressed now more financially viable. I think this is going to be a tremendous growth strategy for our country and for our world, and I'm an optimist in terms of our future economic viability.
Right. Well, I think that that's wonderful to hear. And again, I know you're out in California. You know, it's the home right now. The first $1 billion venture fund to go green finally got started. I think the same guys who actually developed the biotechnology, a lot of the technology that we all are familiar with, came right out of your area, and they're all beginning. I don't think the green projects were there 5 years ago. I think maybe is it the technology that has now caught up? Is it the awareness? You feel something different, although the first Earth Day was 40 years ago. You feel something different this year than any time before, I think.
You're right on target. I call it the green economic revolution, and the revolution is in pricing. You know, up until literally this year, so many people have felt, well, if I go green, it costs more. And the market research says, except for the millennial generation, people don't want to pay more to go green. But if the price were equal, if there's price parity, then they always want to buy the green product. And what has happened, and I've seen this over and over again, is entrepreneurs are figuring this out and developing a strategy to be price competitive with their more sustainable solution. And that is creating an explosion of opportunity that's just beginning to emerge in our economy, and I hope to see it soon emerge in the stock market.
Right, and I think it will. I think that the days, and this is something I'm working on, and I'll share with you over time, you know, the idea of a company actually gaining sponsorship, but people buying their product because they are doing the right thing, is something that's just coming into vogue, I think, right now. And I think that what interests me is your approach of helping not only, there's some people who talk about it to some people that actually are engaged with companies doing it. Maybe you want to talk about a couple of your successes and then a couple of maybe light bulbs that you have in your head that you might want people to reach out to you to work with going forward.
Thank you. You know, the entire book, The Secret Green Sauce, is sort of like In Search of Excellence by Peters. It is one case study after another of actual companies who are figuring out how to make money and grow revenues by going green. So, for example, one of my favorite is the first, to my knowledge, healthy fast food restaurant. It's called Amanda's. It was started by Amanda West, who is an MBA Stanford graduate, did her time in Silicon Valley, but had a real passion for addressing some of the health concerns related to diet. And she invested a lot of time, put together a top team of dietitians, and developed a restaurant that is price competitive with McDonald's. The average transaction by a customer at McDonald's is $6 a meal. Same thing with Amanda's. It's fast. It looks like just a regular fast food restaurant. The only difference is that it has no toxic elements in it, so you actually feel good about having your kid eat in her restaurant. And the food tastes great, and it's good for you. It's natural meats. It's organic greens. All her utensils and plates are compostable. Wow. The only reason why she has a trash can in her restaurant is when people bring something in off the street from another restaurant or another location.
Absolutely great story.
And here's one of the dominant themes, the recipes within the Secret Green Sauce. It's called Cost Less Means More. The companies that are really growing revenues right now are figuring out how to price, brand, and market around this theme of cost less, mean more, because when you offer that to a customer, you should hang on for an explosive growth ride, because this is what the sustainable customer is looking for.
Right, and that's a wonderful story. What I want to do, Bill, there's a couple minutes left. I want to make sure that you give out all your contact information, where they can get the Secret Green Sauce. I think it's being released right now, but where they could reach you by website, by phone. And there may be something I forgot to ask you. Why don't you, kind of take it home and tell me maybe something I forgot to ask you.
Okay, thanks so much. Well, the website is www.earth.com. 2017, that's earth2017.com. And I really suggest that you go to that site because, yes, you're going to see my pitch, but you're also going to see my daily updated blogs and tweets that provide real-time intelligence on how companies are succeeding in growing green revenues, a hugely valuable information resource. You can buy the book, The Secret Green Sauce, on the site, or you can go to Amazon and just search The Secret Green Sauce, and it should come up, and you can buy it through Amazon. By the way, I buy a tree for every book sold. So, and I use a sustainable printer who uses soy-based inks and has a very high-efficiency printing and building operation. I would welcome an opportunity to work with like-minded entrepreneurs and businesses. I think we've got the Secret Green Sauce figured out here, and I would love the opportunity to work with additional businesses to help them make money going green.
Right. Well, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to put it, Bill. And I'll be going to your website. I want to take the time to thank you for coming on the show. And I personally will be following up with you for sure.
Jordan, you're a great guy. I enjoyed watching your show and listening to your show and reading your articles. And so I'm looking forward to working with you in the future.
Terrific. You got it. What we need to do, folks, the music in our ear says we need a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Edward Collins, the founding partner, wealth advisor at Artisans Wealth Management. Stick with us. We need a quick break. We'll be right back with Ed. Thanks.
market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's a pleasure to bring on Edward Collins, the founding partner and wealth advisor over at Artisan Wealth Management here, right here in Lebanon, New Jersey. And Edward, thanks so much for joining us.
Jordan, thank you so much for having me on air.
All right. And although I'm a money manager, I love to bring people with different points of view, different talents, different specialties. The M, again, in management, in Magnet, stands for the management, the person behind it all. So, Ed, why don't you spend a little time on your own background and how you came to found Artisan Wealth Management and really what your specialty is all about?
Sure. Well, basically, I started my endeavors into wealth management planning back in 1998, and for a little bit over 11 years, I've been really focusing my area of expertise in what would be considered intergenerational wealth transfer and true wealth management planning, not just handling one aspect of the client's situation, really coming in and helping with integrated wealth management planning, helping them on the portfolio side of things, helping them make sure that their goals and objectives with regard to their inclination for charitable giving is handled appropriately, basically just coming in and being the quarterback for their entire financial life.
Right, and I think that's a very important, critical role that sometimes people are found with some real true wealth, but don't understand how to do that intergenerational transfer, and really the big picture, putting it all together, I think is critical. I know that you are not a get-rich-quick type of guy. It's more about doing it long-term. I know that the changes in the real estate taxes, the legislation, a lot of people don't understand what has happened or what's expected to happen. Maybe you want to spend just a couple minutes on that area that you specialize in.
Sure. Well, there are changes that take place every year, thousands of changes in tax law. What we try to do, we come to the table and evaluate a client's situation, take a look at what their goals and objectives are, and then try and develop a series of solutions to meet those goals and objectives. And a lot of that comes with regard to what's going on in tax law itself. Like, for instance, in 2010, there's going to be a major change to an area of tax law that deals with something called Roth IRAs. Prior to 2010, really there was a lot of limits as to who could get involved with a Roth IRA, specifically on what's called a conversion. And that's basically taking something that you have currently saved in a tax-deferred vehicle, whether that's a company 401k plan or a self-directed IRA. Ultimately, any assets that are in those vehicles, while they may get some tax deferral year after year, ultimately at some point in time you're going to be required to take funds out of those assets. And at that point in time, you'll pay taxes. There is this new vehicle called a Roth IRA. It actually came into existence late 90s and put into play in the early 2000s. The Roth IRA vehicle, any funds that are deposited into that vehicle will grow tax-deferred, and as long as they're qualified distributions, will be distributed tax-free. And anytime you use the word tax-free, individuals are chomping at the bit to get involved in that particular program. However, there were limits to who could participate, and specifically on this conversion aspect. Prior to 2010, you weren't able to really convert that asset if your taxable income, your adjusted gross income, was over $100,000. Starting on January 1st of 2010, that income limitation goes away. So that means if you're earning over $100,000, and let's say you have a $100,000 in a self-directed IRA, you have the ability to convert that IRA, which at some point in time would become taxable income to you. You can convert it in 2010. You'll have to pay income taxes on the conversion, but that new vehicle that you're putting in putting those dollars into, that Roth IRA, will continue to grow going forward without any tax exposure, which is a huge benefit to individuals when it comes to wealth management planning for a couple reasons. One, it gives you the ability to create a tax-free investment asset. But also, it gives you the ability from an estate planning standpoint to reduce your taxable estate because you'll be paying some income taxes on the conversion. But you're creating now an asset that can be passed on to future generations that will be income tax-free to them as well. For instance, once again, if let's say hypothetically we have a 50-year-old who has a $100,000 in an IRA. Let's say he converts that IRA today on January 1st of 2010, he converts it to a Roth IRA. That asset will then grow tax-deferred. He will never be required to take a minimum distribution from that asset. For instance, some individuals may be aware that if you have an IRA or a 401k, when you turn 70 and a half, the IRS says, you must take a minimum amount out every year going forward so that they get their income taxes.
Right.
In a Roth IRA, you're
like,
not required to do that.
Gotcha. So you are a big supporter of the transition to Roth IRA where you can do that.
Absolutely.
Right. So let me ask you another thing, kind of a weightier question. With all the planning that families need to do, I think part of the problem is the psychology of when the market or the economy goes through extreme gyrations and takes a big downturn. Sometimes people don't stick with their plan. And how do you get them
challenge to
actually stick with it?
Well, the issue with regard to any planning objective is to have someone that can help you stay the course. Because the challenge with most people is that emotion will dictate what their actions are going to be. And in times of extreme volatility, as the past 24 months have indicated with regard to the financial markets, it definitely gets people concerned, and it becomes very difficult for them to stay the course. With a
professional advisor. Let me cut you off because the time went too fast. I want you to give your contact information for people who want to go through your rigorous approach and planning and where they can reach you.
Absolutely. First and foremost, our website gives you a lot of information. That's www.artisanwealthmanagement.com. Artisan, A-R-T-I-S-A-N, wealthmanagement, all spelled out, .com. So once again, www.artisanwealthmanagement.com. They can feel free to give a call into our office as well. That local number is 908-366-7630. Once again, that's 908-366-7630. They can also reach us toll-free at 1-800-769-6590. We help clients in 14 states across the country.
All right, Edward, listen, thank you so much for joining. I'm sorry this segment has to end here, folks. I'm sorry the show has to end. We have three great guests lined up next week, too. I want to wish everybody a great holiday season out there. Stay balanced. Stay long-term and go over to MagnetInvesting.com for updates and go over to Voice America to watch and listen to all our recent shows. And, folks, we'll see you right here next week, same time, Voice America Business. Have a great week ahead. Thanks again now. Bye-bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.